Good morning. This is Shad Marson, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I have some farming news along with revealing the September events coming to McPherson County. Starting off with my farming news, early sowing of wheat can lead to several problems, from increased chances of insect and mite transmitted varial diseases to decreased emergence due to high temperature and its consequences on wheat germination of particular varieties. Ideally, growers should consider planting around September 25th through October 20th, with October 7th through the 10th being our optimum window for McPherson County. But if you are planting wheat early due to moisture availability or a dual-purpose system, growers should consider selecting wheat varieties with a tolerance to the major yield-reducing factors in our region. Growers should strongly consider a seed treatment with both fungicides and insecticides if planting wheat early in Kansas. And for our alfalfa farmers, when should you cut our last two cuttings of alfalfa? Alfalfa will quit growing after the first hard freeze, when temperatures reach below 26 degrees, which in Kansas occurs on the average around October 15th, but can be as early as October 1st or as late as November 1st. The decision should be weather-based at the time of the year because of timing of the last two cuttings impacts the winter survival and productivity of the stand the following year. At this stage of the growing season, alfalfa plants need to store enough carbohydrates to survive the winter. If root reserves are not replenished properly before the first killing freeze in the fall, the stand is more susceptible to winter damage than it would be normally. The final cutting should occur right after the first killing frost, before too many leaves have dropped. Producers should be prepared to enter the field as soon as the soil moisture conditions allow. After the killing frost, the remaining forage can be hayed safely. However, the producers should act quickly because the leaves will soon drop off. In my community news, the Master Gardeners and Friends will have their September program at the Extension office starting at 7 p.m. on September 28th. All is welcome to attend the Master Gardeners Fall Programming. And on September 30th will be the last market for the 2023 Mound Ridge Farmers Market season. They have plans for a wheat spelling bee with antique tractors and horses open to the community from 8 till noon. Everyone is invited to participate in the finale. The church youth will be selling cinnamon rolls and coffee, so please make plans to attend and visit the last Mound Ridge Market of the year on September 30th. The McPherson County Farmers Market will be open again this Saturday, right here on the campus of the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson in the Blue Round Top Building. We are a market made up of gardeners, bakers, artists, florists, and beekeepers. Everyone has a passion for bringing fresh produce and homemade items to the public. Our hours are from 8 till noon each Saturday. Plan now to visit the McPherson County Farmers Market for homegrown, homemade items. In my Extension news, please note that we are here at the McPherson County Extension Office to help you with any and all of your daily questions. KSRE is just a visit or a phone call or an email away. K-State Research and Extension has compiled numerous publications over agriculture and horticulture topics, and we have many programs available in the field of ag, family and consumer science, plus 4-H and youth education. You can get a list of the upcoming events on our webpage or calling our office during normal business hours. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.